Dorset Theater Festival opens its 40th anniversary season with the world premiere of Downstairs, starring brother and sister Tim Daly and Tyne Daly, who will be appearing together for the first time on stage. Downstairs runs for 16 performances between June 22nd and July 8th. Next up will be Ken Ludwig's adaptation of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. Matthew Lopez's The Legend of Georgia McBride will be next. The comedy follows a broke Elvis impersonator who becomes a drag queen. And then Pulitzer-winning playwright Stephen, is it Gurgis?
Girgis.
Yeah. All right. Stephen Adley Girgis will star alongside Treat Williams and David Mamet's American Buffalo. It's a lot of great stuff. It's all happening at the Dorset Theater Festival. The artistic director, Dina Janis, is here. Good morning.
Thank you very much.
So nice to have you here. So let's begin with the big news. So how did you get – now, I know Tim. I've seen Tim over doing – I think the last time I saw him was in Red.
Yes, he did Red.
And has done other work over at the Theater Festival.
Yeah, he did another play by Teresa Rebeck called The Scene a couple years ago. And Teresa and he developed a really close friendship, and he kind of mentioned in passing, why don't you write a play for me and Tyne to do together? And she did. So it's really exciting that we're actually going to be doing it, and they're both coming up to do it together. And it is actually the first time they've ever appeared together on the stage, except for there was some time when Tim was like a little kid and he was part of the family production somewhere in the Poconos or something, Bucks County or something like that.
Oh, but the Bucks County Playhouse. Yeah,
they say that doesn't count, so they're really excited.
Now, it's a beautiful place to see, obviously a beautiful place to see a show, and I'm curious as to what you now know about this, about the play, and because there is the familial connection of, I would assume that it takes on even greater importance when you're looking at siblings actually performing it.
Yeah, and the play is actually about a brother and sister. So it makes it really personal. It has nothing to do with their life story, but it looks at kind of a mental illness, a family, difficult childhood, kind of a reuniting of a brother and sister, where you sort of feel like one person is there to help the other, and it turns out the other is really there to help the person you feel was helping. So it's an interesting psychological, familial, very moving family kind of story. Really interesting for Teresa, unlike other plays of hers that we've worked on.
So tell us about putting a season together. You're starting off with this June 22nd through July 8th, 16
right.
performances, and that's just get you started.
Yeah, it's a great start. I mean, you know, it's our 40th anniversary season.
Very exciting.
So we're really thrilled, yeah. And this just felt like an absolutely perfect way to start out because we, you know, we're known for doing a lot of new work and bringing in premieres and regional premieres. So for us, the combination of such amazing artists and a new play, it is sort of the center of our mission in many ways. Baskerville, you know, is just, our audiences love those murder mysteries. It's a great family show. It's Ken Ludwig. It's very inventive and fun. The Legend of Georgia McBride, I don't know if you remember, we did one of Matthew's plays, The Whipping Man, a few years ago.
Yes, I do.
And it was one of those shows that sold out, which was unexpected. It was so popular. Matthew is an amazing playwright, and this play is just an absolutely feel-good, kind of like Kinky Boots without the music, though there are some fully staged numbers, both of Elvis and some of the ladies. And the performers are fabulous, and we think the audiences are going to eat that one up. It's a very popular play nationally, just closed at the Geffen. And then American Buffalo. I mean, we were just so thrilled to have Treat Williams come on to do that. He has a long relationship with David Mamet. And then Stephen Adley Girgis, who's, you know, as you know, a Pulitzer Prize winning playwright, he just is thrilled to be coming back on stage. He started out as an actor. So the two of them have been working already, meeting in the city and reading the play. We're just thrilled and honored to have all those people coming this summer.
David Mamet is a Vermonter, isn't he?
He has long Vermont roots. That's
yes.
Absolutely right. And the Atlantic Theater, which is sort of his company, also, for years, did a lot of work up in Burlington and different locations in Vermont. So he has a long history there. But Treat actually knows him because he's done a couple of his plays on Broadway, including Oleani. So, you know, they have a long history there.
And 40 years. So yeah. You're doing something right. You know that.
Yeah.
What does it take to stay afloat in the arts business for 40 years?
Wow, gosh, do you have a few years? It's challenging. I think you have to really stay connected to your community. As we've grown, we've also expanded and become more of a regional destination theater. So we really pull so much of our audience now from the Berkshires and Saratoga County and Albany. But I think it's been a question of staying pertinent. The new plays that we brought in have really pulled us forward in this past 5 or 6 years, because I think it's exciting for people to see something that was just a huge hit on Broadway or is brand new. And I also think just working with the community. We have a lot of programs that allow all sorts of community groups to come in with Pay What You Can tickets. It's our giving back program. So we have firefighters and police and farmers, and we really welcome the entire community in. And I think that's what keeps us very vibrant.
How do you see, we have a wonderful arts community in this region and certainly in the WAMC listening area. So how do you see your place in that, of where you fit in?
Well, in the past 6 or 7 years, since the renovation of the Playhouse, we went from 100 to 300 seats. We've really been pulling forward, I think, more as a destination regional arts organization. So our partners are folks like Weston, Barrington Stage, Berkshire Theater Festival. I think that's been our goal, is to try to attract a wider range of people coming. But I feel like we're part of a community in the Berkshire and Southern Vermont region that just has outstanding arts of all types, music, fine art, dance, and theater, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know this, of course, but after 40, then you have 41. Yeah, so you're always looking forward to it.
Yes, we are. Well, I think for us, our continued vision of bringing new work in. You know, we also do a ton of new work development. And for instance, this summer we have 3 readings that we're doing as part of our series. And we're bringing in some of the top playwrights in the country. Lauren Yee, who's just has a play that opened at the Goodman. Paola Lazzara, whose play was premiered at the Atlantic Theater. And Mona Monsieur, who's just been around for a very long time and is just an amazing playwright. And we bring them in. They do a lot of development, and then we put their work up. So we have a real commitment to new play development. And we've been very fortunate in getting a lot of support from national funders for the work that we do in our little incubator in Vermont. And 70 of our plays have gone on to other theaters on Broadway and all across the country. So I think that's sort of at the center of what we've been doing the past few years.
And yet you're still able to mix the new and the old. And that is, that's important too, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, people are, I think the audiences that we've grown in the past few years have actually been so excited at the new things that they've seen that they kind of trust us now.
Sure.
They may not have heard of this play before, but they want to check it out. At the same time, you know, we have a loyal audience of 40 years, and we want to make sure that they feel a part of and a sense of ownership in what we've been doing.
Well, the Dorset Theater Festival is about to open its 40th anniversary season, and it all starts off with Downstairs, starring Tim Daly and Tyne Daly, June 22nd through July 8th, and then followed up by just an incredible roster. You can see that roster and all of the great shows by going to DorsetTheaterFestival.org, DorsetTheaterFestival.org, to find out more information about all of the great work that they'll be producing over the summer. Dina Janis is the artistic director at Dorset Theater Festival. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. I wish you all the luck in the world for a beautiful season, and I know you'll be back and talk more about it later on.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.